Five states were granted waivers because they're showing they have a system in place to ensure absentee ballots will be counted. Don Matheson, Fox News Radio.
More help for seniors who still smoke and don't want to anymore.
They've lived with the health warnings for much of their lives and have undoubtedly seen the effects on those who've lit up around them. Now Medicare, which already covers drugs used to help smokers quit, will offer older Americans with a desire to kick the habit free smoking cessation counseling, saying it's never too late to quit. Smoking-related illnesses cost Medicare tens of billions a year. About 1 in 10 seniors smoke, many having started when it was fashionable to light up. Lori London, Fox News Radio.
Time-honored excuse. Officer, those drugs aren't mine. Paris Hilton, arrested in Las Vegas for cocaine possession, telling friends who tell the website TMZ the purse with the coke in it did not belong to her, although she was the only woman in the car that was stopped. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSU 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here for the Central Coast this weekend. We got today partly cloudy. You can get a little bit of sunshine in the afternoon. High is 64. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Low of 50. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday, cloudy early, then partly sunny in the afternoon with a high of 67. West-northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Out there on the Monterey Bay, the west winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 3 feet, west swell 3 to 5 feet at 8 seconds, with a slight chance of showers. Tonight out there, west winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 3 feet, west swell 2 to 4 feet at 8 seconds. And Sunday, west winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 3 feet, west swell 3 to 5 feet at 9 seconds. For your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, we've got a few things here. It looks like there's some traffic hazards. There's a hazard on southbound 17 at Pasatiempo Drive. The roadway, there was a, let's see here, cable line dropped across the lanes. So looks like they're just getting that cleaned up. We also have a... pretty much everything's got cleaned up. Just a few traffic hazards out there, but it's pretty good. 475-1080 if you see something out there that you want me to report and let everyone else know. Current temperature, Salinas is at 60 degrees, 55 in Watsonville. And in Monterey, it's 59. We are at 60 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. Official time is 10:07 and 12 seconds on this Saturday, August 28th, 2010. Up next, the Saturday special. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James, and here is MZ.
He sure is.
Yes,
I mean,
he
I
is.
Sure am. You know,
oh,
how are you, Nikki James?
I'm good. How are you?
Just peachy, just fine.
Right,
you know why?
Why?
You can guess.
I can guess?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, that's okay. I like that. Let it run. That's
you
good.
Like that one?
Sure, it's a wonderful
one. Okay, yeah, it is good.
In a
garden of
Vida.
Don't you know that I love?
My guess is because the sun's out.
Exactly. Bingo,
yeah.
You got it.
I knew it.
See?
I knew it. Sun makes everybody happy.
It's about time. Okay, now we are going to have quite a show for you today.
Sweet.
But we have to start it officially.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Hello, y'all in KSCO country. MZ is here, and I say to you, welcome to hour number one of the Saturday special. Hey, technology's pretty cool. Most people love it. There's a technological advance here that's being promoted or being adopted by the public utility, PG&E. We're going to hear all about that.
Good morning.
Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Are you one of the many people who are up in arms about the new PG&E smart meters? You know, the electronic, not mechanical meters that are equipped with transmitters that radiate signals from your home to the utility. The ones that are prone to errors, mostly in favor of the utility company. The ones that are increasingly being blamed for causing fires in buildings. I met a PG&E meter reader at my house the other day. He looked very sad. I asked if I was about to be forced to have a smart meter installed or lose access to the energy grid. He said, absolutely, it's coming and there's nothing I could do about it. The reason he was so sad, though, was that he knows his job and thousands of others are not long for this world. Meanwhile, the corporate government strategic alliance continues hard at work raping the public, right? Well, not necessarily. Hear both sides, we hope, on the next KSCO special, this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, proudly presented by California Grill Restaurant, serving the menu and great food from the old, sorely missed Adolph's Restaurant right here on Miss This at Your Own Peril Radio, AM 1080 KSCO.
Permit me to introduce Joshua Hart, director of Scotts Valley Neighbors Against Smart Meters, and our other guest is not here. Not that they said they would be. We certainly bent over backwards to invite PG&E participate, but it should be not too difficult to understand why they didn't want to participate. Apparently, not once but twice before on KSCO, a PG&E representative had a less than pleasant experience on the radio who wants to come to a radio station and be uncomfortable and be on a radio talking about that, particularly taking calls from the public, which is what KSCO is all about. So I suppose I can't blame him, but I'm sad that no one from PG&E would elect to participate. And as I say, I don't know what went on before. I don't know the details of the unpleasant experiences. I know it was on one of the college show that we have, the Cabrillo Insider, that was on recently, either the last week or the previous Saturday, during which, I guess the PG&E people just did not feel that they were properly treated. And I know that during the Good Morning Monterey Bay show last week, this issue was covered for a period of time. I don't know whether calls were invited. Typically, there isn't time for calls, pardon me, on the morning show. But for some reason, they just said thanks, but no thanks, and basically said that if we would, we could put out the phone number, the PG&E Smart Meter Hotline, 1-866-743-0263. You could hear a pre-recorded message about why you shouldn't be concerned about smart meters. Now, I don't know how many of these are actually installed. I don't have one at my house, but I have another house up in the Bay Area that does have a smart meter, and they knocked on my door about 6 months ago, and it was some contractor who said, "Hi, I'm here to put in an electronic smart meter here. Do you have any problem with that?" And I said, "Why should I have a problem? Maybe I should have had a problem." We'll find out. That's what this show is all about. Joshua, you know all about this topic, and you're not happy.
No, MZ, I'm not happy. And thanks again for having me on the show.
Sure.
It's too bad that the PG&E didn't come on. You know, they claim in response to this brush fire of resistance against the smart meters that they're trying to have conversations with the community, but usually a conversation involves both speaking and listening, and we haven't had a lot of the latter from them. So
has there been any?
Not really. I mean, you know, here in Santa Cruz County, the county and all four cities within the county, Scotts Valley, Capitola, Watsonville, and the city of Santa Cruz, have all demanded a halt to the program based on legitimate concerns about privacy, security, health impacts, and PG&E has continued to force these meters onto not only our county, but up to almost two dozen communities throughout Northern California who've demanded the Public Utilities Commission halt the program.
Well, do they have the? I think the Public Utility Commission has the authority to halt the program, right? I mean, I don't know about these things, but it is a private company, and if the private company says, hey, this is the way we're going to do our business, it's not your business, it's our business. What do you say to that? I mean, maybe they do have the right to force the new technology that will save them, you know, money in their operation of their business. Maybe they do have the right to do that. Is there any question about that? Or?
Well, the bottom line here is that there's been the democratic process has been completely flawed and almost virtually absent from this process. So the California Public Utilities Commission, who are appointed by Governor Schwarzenegger and the legislature, claim authority over the state's utilities. However, there are two cities so far in the state. There's Fairfax in Marin County, and Watsonville just recently on Tuesday passed local ordinances banning smart meters. And they base their authority on the fact that PG&E does not own the land on which their utility poles are located. There's a franchise agreement that they have with local governments, cities and counties, to transmit and distribute electricity. What they've done, PG&E, is they've put these wireless transmitters on their utility poles to collect your data of how much energy you use, and they are using these poles, public land, to essentially transmit energy, and that wasn't in the initial franchise agreements. And so local governments can in fact regulate what goes on our public land that we all own. And so there's a dispute there.
And so I guess the line has been drawn in the sand by these two municipalities in any case. So what do you think is going to happen? What do you predict here?
Look, I mean, there is a growing brush fire against these meters. You know, there are concerns really about, you know, privacy in terms of, you know, what happens when, you know, you wake up in the morning, you turn on your appliances, and that data is relayed wirelessly to PG&E. And, you know, they can tell what appliances you use, when you wake up, when you go away for vacation, and any hacker that's going to hack into the grid and actually tell when you're away for vacation, possibly burgling you. But I think in terms of the political process, what's interesting here is that, you know, more and more cities and counties every week sign on to, you know, to demand that the Public Utilities Commission halt the program. You know, San Francisco has a petition in regarding accuracy. People have received bills that are 400 to 500% of what their normal bills are after these smart meters go in. You know, the EMF Safety Network, Electromagnetic Field Safety Network, who are concerned ratepayers and people concerned about the effects of this growing electro smog throughout our communities, they both have petitions in with the Public Utilities Commission, and these have been joined locally by the cities of Scotts Valley and Capitola. Capitola, in addition to a number of other municipalities, are considering passing their own ordinance that would ban these things. So we're looking at a situation where our city police and our county sheriff could actually fine or even arrest PG&E's agents, Wellington Energy, for continuing to install these meters against the will of the public. So I just want to make, you know, the point, and this is important to understand, is that this is a $2.2 billion statewide project that affects all of our homes. We're paying for it through increased rates that the Public Utilities Commission authorized. So for there to be no consultation whatsoever over the past several years about whether we even want these things, whether we want to pay for them, whether we want to take the risk with the known health impacts of wireless technologies being distributed on millions of homes and businesses throughout the state, we have had no input on that. The public has had no input. And now that local governments are finding out about the dangers and the risks associated with rolling out this technology on such a widespread basis, the Public Utilities Commission and PG&E has ignored us and continued to install the meters against the will of the public. I mean, I live in Scotts Valley. It's a relatively conservative town, and I got a call from a woman the other day who was in tears because she'd asked the installer not to install, and he was going ahead and installing these meters on her house anyway. And I went up there and started knocking on doors to let people know that they can opt out, to let them know that there are health risks, to let them know that the disadvantages to the individual far outweigh any potential advantages. And virtually everyone who was home said, no, we don't want these things. So the Wellington installers...
Had they heard about or read about these the health risks, or did they take time to let you give them your take on it?
Well, you know,
before
they
said...
To be honest, you know, I told them about it, you know, and this is relatively new to me. I mean, I had a cell phone up until about 2 months ago, and just to be clear, you know, these smart meters use the same wireless technology as are used in cell phones, my girlfriend doesn't use a cell phone. She doesn't use Wi-Fi in her house because of these health risks and peer-reviewed scientific studies that show a connection with glioma brain tumors. And I sort of laughed it off several months ago. You know, I didn't really take it serious. I was like, oh, well, you know, it's a bit much, really. I don't think it's really that serious. And
Right. Then
I started reading some of these studies on the internet. And these are, you know, peer-reviewed scientific studies published in international scientific journals that link long-term cell phone usage to brain tumors. And this is exactly the same kind of technology that these smart meters use. And we're rolling it out to millions of homes throughout the state.
I guess they could be on a wall, like literally, you know, a foot or two from
right.
Where people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, most people have a gas meter and an electric meter. But you know, we were at a condominium complex in Scotts Valley where there are 27 meters on one wall. And this was 2 feet from a bedroom. In one of the condominium units, and a baby could be sleeping right there. A child with a developing brain could be sleeping right there. And the fact is that PG&E admits that they have not done cumulative long-term safety testing on these meters, and they have been less than forthcoming, very reluctant to share with us the data about the electromagnetic field emissions from these meters
because it might be damning.
Yeah, they did not do the safety studies necessary to ensure that these meters are indeed safe.
Pardon me. There certainly must be other utility companies in either parts of California or other states that have adopted this technology.
California is one of the first. California, Texas, and Colorado are the first states to roll out the and this is all part of the smart grid. You know, their vision is to digitize all these meters so they can lay off, they can fire. You know, and in California, they're 1,000 meter readers are losing their job because they can transmit this data wirelessly to the utility. And you know, the idea of having more control and more knowledge about how much energy you use is a really good thing. I mean, we waste so much energy in the state, but these meters are not energy saving devices; they're measuring devices. If PG&E really wanted to save energy, they could, you know, mail us all a clothesline, clothespins, and that would save, you know, so many megawatts from people not using their dryers. I mean, we have amazing sunny weather here today in Santa Cruz County. Let's hope it lasts. But But you know, they're using the climate change issue to push this technology, and it's really a false solution. It's one of these false solutions to climate change that are increasingly being pushed by corporate interests. You know, carbon offsets are another one. Electric cars, these smart meters. We have this sort of blind faith in technology that we can just continue to use as much energy as we've become accustomed to, and the technology will solve it. And that's just simply not the case.
Right. You're listening to the KSCO Saturday Special on your favorite radio station. That's AM 1080 KSCO. We're located in Santa Cruz. And our guest today is Joshua Hart, who is director of the Scotts Valley Neighbors Against PG&E Smart Meters. PG&E was invited to appear today. They have declined and instead have directed us to direct you, or have asked us to direct you to call 1-866-743-0263. That's their PG&E smart meter hotline, and that's how PG&E chooses to participate today, which is not much participation. Now, let's see. I guess we can take a commercial break now, and I guess we can start opening the phone lines. I would really appreciate it in the interest of balancing the comment on the radio program today. I don't know if this is possible, but I'm hoping that there's somebody listening to the Saturday special today who has a different perspective, a different opinion on this, and might be willing not so much to take the PG&E position, but you know, maybe you think that Josh is overreacting, and you know, about the effects of cell phones, and I would really like it if someone would call, if for the first few callers that we get would present the other side, but maybe this is something where everybody's on your side except the utility. Who knows? Anyhow, 479-1080 in area 831 is the phone number to call to participate on this Saturday special. And again, please call right now. We're going to give priority to people who say they take exception to what Joshua has said, because we would really like to present both sides, if possible, on the radio today. So, Nikki, go ahead and let's do this commercial break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. It's KSCO Santa Cruz. Okay, you want to know about a really good tree service to trim or remove those trees that are blocking your view or becoming more of a liability or fire hazard each day? Well, remember Adolfo Garcia, Mr. Community Tree Service himself. Whether you have a scary eucalyptus forest you think may one day catch fire and destroy your home, or some irritating branches that drop leaves all over your sidewalk and driveway, Adolfo is the man to call to solve your problem fast and at a fair price. He's got a first-rate crew and every imaginable piece of equipment to get your large or small job done right, chipped, and cleaned up real quick with no hassles. Remember Adolfo Garcia and Community Tree Service. Oh yeah, and don't forget the dumpsters. Get rid of all that junk that's been piling up on your property. Call 426-6340. That's 426-6340. Community Tree Service and Dumpster Rentals, 426-6340, 426-6340.
J&S Surplus and J&S Eagle Iron Leather Shop are proud to bring you an event that remembers America's killed in action military heroes. On Saturday, September 4th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at J&S Surplus and Outdoor Store and Eagle Iron Leather Biker Shop in Moss Landing, we will remember our fallen heroes. Live entertainment with nationally recognized band Big Rain. A killed in action flag raising ceremony, Congressman Sam Farr. Some great barbecue food, good company, with a free Harley Davidson giveaway. Sign up now at Eagle Iron and Leather Shop. And don't forget the free J&S stuffed duffel bag giveaway. Sign up today at J&S and Eagle Iron. This event supports the USA KIA DOW Family Foundation that supports the families of our fallen heroes. If you'd like more information, call Jay at 831-521-1089 or on the web at www.surplusinc.com.
Hi, it's MZ. I want to recognize some really special people in our KSEO 1080 audience. Alan Molho, Craig Hausman, Pamela Robinson, Jennifer Ann Francis, Fran Kress, Robert Reebok, Brian Tomasini, Gina Sharp, and Sidney Helgen II have each gone to the KSEO.com website and become patrons of KSEO by signing up to automatically contribute $10.80 to us each month by credit card, e-check, or PayPal. And some of these people have been doing this for many, many months. Thank you, thank you, thank you all. Now, since we started running the promo asking for listener help to raise the funds for the annual FCC fees, some of the above special people have also made additional contributions to help us out. Can you believe that? Amazing and gratifying. Now I need to thank the following people who have either made an individual contribution to KSCO via the website or sent or brought in checks or cash to our studios at 2300 Portola Drive in Santa Cruz. Thomas Miller, Raymond C. Hudson, James Newton, Bunsen Farquhar Consulting, Kristen Steele, Stevens, Rosalie Mechanic, Pureheart Steinbrenner, Roger and Roberta Houston, Kim O'Shaughnessy, Theodosia Mazuka, Terry and Darlene Thompson, Anonymous, Son, Mrs. Future Lundell, Rex Manson, Michael and Alice Ponza, Mary Moe, Maria and Jean Barry, and Wayne Lundell. Thank you all so much for your generous contributions ranging from $10 to $100. Your voluntary kindness keeps us going. We've got a long way to go to reach the $6,900 goal, but I think we're going to make it to that and possibly a little further like last year. Thanks so much. Peter Noon at the boardwalk this year? He was there in June, I think.
I heard he was. I didn't get to see him, but I can hear him from my house.
You can. Oh, my God. Now, he's great. Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits. And, yeah, I was really irritated with myself because I thought about it. And I said, oh, but Peter Noon's going to be here this year. I hope. And then I looked into it and saw that he had been there 2 weeks earlier. I missed it. Anyhow, welcome back to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special. It's 10:30 here at your favorite radio station. I'm MZ. In the studio with me is Joshua Hart from the Scotts Valley Neighbors against Smart Meters. 479-1080 is the phone number for you to call. We've invited people. We're hoping that people will call to take issue. This is seems to be one of these things where everybody's on the same side, but there is another side. I'm sorry that the other side, the best people to present the other side, have opted not to participate in the program today. That would be PG&E. We're very sorry about that. But anyhow, our first caller, Nick in Royal Oak, apparently has an idea about compromise with PG&E. So, Nick, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey.
Well, PG&E says they're coming, and they're going to be here. I think with growing opposition, the only bandwagon we probably have, the power we can do is demand that and have the option of only a once-a-month signal of the smart meter, because they're signaling out something like every 10 minutes.
Suppose they say yes to that, and that how can you prove they'll say yes and do it as much as they want?
Well, I mean, it's better than being a desert force down our throat.
Okay. Well, okay. Yeah, you have something, Josh.
I mean, that is one of the options. You know, I think that what PG&E should have done if they had, you know, consultation with the public in advance of rolling out this huge program, one of the largest technology rollouts in history, is to, you know, make these smart meters wired. You put them into the fiber optic network and have them wired, which is safe, shielded cables. You know, why didn't we do that? Well, you know, I think it's pretty obvious that the answer is because that would cost more.
I don't know it's an option yet about once a month signal.
I mean,
anybody ever suggested that?
We need to look at harm reduction, and that's one of the possibilities. I think right now the political opposition is reaching a boiling point in California. You know, we've had every city in Santa Cruz County. We've had the county. We've had Marin County. We've had San Francisco County demand a halt to the program. And, you know, that we need to see that process play out.
I mean, you have to answer Michael. And has anybody proposed a once-a-month signal? Besides me calling up
that's
a guy I haven't been able to talk to yet.
That's been discussed, but you know, even if you have once a month signal, this is still it's an intense burst of electromagnetic radiation. Of course, that would be far preferable to having it every 45 seconds, as has been measured by independent experts. But right. it still you know, puts out damaging microwave radiation into the environment.
Verizon had a commercial a couple months ago that said the strongest signal should be thyself. So, thanks, Mike. I'll free the line since I thought I'd break my band. It's important enough to call.
Okay. Thank you. That was Nick in Royal Oaks. Here's Joe in Carmel. Joe, welcome to the Saturday Special on
KSCO. Oh, hi. Well, I agree with Josh's opposition. You know, I haven't heard everything he said because I turned in a little late. But now, I understand that PG&E attempted once before to make a change, and they backed off of it. And this change was about sending a bill to commercial customers who had more than one meter, just a single amount due with no detail. And the commercial customers, you know, rebelled and made PG&E not do that change. Do you remember that?
I don't know anything about that. I haven't heard that. This is the first I've heard of it. But
well, I called the PG&E line. My computer's tied up doing a backup right now, so I can't check that it was exactly the number you gave out. But it was the line that was given to me as their smart meter hotline. Oh. I called it the day before yesterday.
Does 866-743-0263 sound familiar?
I can't remember 2 days ago what number I dialed. But anyway, I got a human, a live human on the line, a woman that totally stonewalled all my questions and said, you know, this is going to be wonderful and there's no possibility that PG&E will roll it back. But I did insist that she take down my name and my meter location and tell them I don't want it swapped out. Can you give Joshua Hart's contact information?
No, but he can himself.
If you want to read more about the issue, we have a website. It's at stopsmartmeters.wordpress.com. That's stopsmartmeters.wordpress.com. And you can find out more about the issue, and there are links to other resources, scientific studies about health concerns, privacy violations, overbilling, that kind of thing.
Now, I printed out, I don't know whose website it was on, I printed out a sign to paste on my meter that was kind of innocuous. It just said something about the Public Service Commission was going to review it. And I asked this lady from PG&E about that, and she said, yeah, that review is going to be done next week, and it's not going to go against us.
Yeah, thank you very much for bringing these issues up, Joe. I really appreciate it. There's things that people can do as individuals to make sure that public health comes first and that our financial accuracy of these meters is put first. On an individual level, people can print out a sign that says no smart meter, put it on both of their gas and electric meters, and the Wellington Energy, the installers, have been told to respect that. Also, call the PG&E smart meter hotline, the number that MZ gave earlier, and demand that you be put on the defer list. Now, we've been put on the defer list. There is this defer list where you'll be put on a list so that you won't get a meter installed immediately. That might buy you some time on your personal home until the political process plays out and until some of these cities and counties can get action. So that is on the individual level, on your own home. On the political level, it's really urgent that people contact their county board of supervisors, wherever they are, and demand that the county place an emergency ordinance next week, to ban these meters. The county board of supervisors number is 831-454-2200. And, we've been out here at 38th and Portola in Capitola protesting at the Wellington Yard where they're storing all their trucks. They have smart meters piled to the ceiling, thousands of them ready to roll out throughout Santa Cruz County. And simply our presence there, about a couple of dozen protesters with a big banner saying that Santa Cruz County says no to smart meters, was enough for them to shut down their operation for 2 days. So Thursday and Friday, no smart meters were installed throughout the county because it obviously they don't want that.
Really,
bad press.
It's really
don't
coming
want
to a head. Now.
Oh, it really is. Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to. I don't know if you already mentioned this, but the lady from PG&E told me that they had started installing the smart meters in Santa Cruz County in July, and they were going to be done in March. So that's when they're going to supposedly do them all in Santa Cruz County.
According to the website, they've installed 10% of the smart meters in Santa Cruz County. They started the process in the Central Valley in Bakersfield, where they've had reports of huge overbilling, and Senator Dean Flores met with hundreds of residents who were really up in arms about this. And they're rolling out toward the coast. And as they've got toward the coast, there's been this real brush fire of resistance everywhere. We need to buy ourselves time in terms of our individual homes to ensure that our families are kept safe so that the political process can play out.
Right now, that number that I've given out for the PG&E Smart Meter Hotline, 1-866-743-0263. That's all I know. It was given to me in an email. In fact, I should read that email from our own Susan Simon. who's from in our news department, and I'll read that email in just a little bit here. But she said that I should give out that phone number. I don't know whether you can call that number and demand to be on the wait, the
defer list.
Yeah,
don't take no for an answer. You've got to really, really insist on
right.
it. Yeah,
and certainly if you call 743-5000, which is the main PG&E number, I'm sure you can. If it won't work on this 0263, apparently this is. I don't know whether this is a pre-recorded thing. What we should do is probably just call it. We'll probably do that in a little bit here. But let's get back to the phone lines. We'll thank Joe and Carmel for his call and now go to Romito in Live Oak. Romito, welcome to the Saturday special.
Yes, I'm wondering about these studies that were done about the cell phones because, I still have a cell phone, and as far as that goes, I'm not really worried about it. but I would like to know who did these studies, and were they double blind, and how many people were involved in them?
That's a great question, Romito. I've just been learning more and more about this, reading the research, and this is an issue that is probably going to be one of the largest public health scandals of the 21st century. And essentially what the telecommunications industry is doing is they're funding a large number of studies where they control the experimental procedures in a way that the results come out that doesn't show a connection between tumors and cell phones. But if you look at every single study that is taken place that is a long-term study that is not funded by the cell phone industry, they all show a connection with brain tumors. And a woman named Ellie Marks, who lives in Contra Costa County, her husband is dying from a brain tumor because of his long-term cell phone use. And she went to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, and leading up to June, she went to them and said, this is, we're in San Francisco, we're going out to dinner, this is our anniversary, this could be our last anniversary, because the FCC and the federal government failed to protect human health and warn people about the dangers of cell phones. And this testimony, this led to, in June, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors passing the nation's first right-to-know law regarding cell phone radiation levels. So starting early next year, every cell phone retailer in the city of San Francisco will be required to post radiation levels of their cell phones. And this is just an informational law. It's not regulatory. And despite the mildness of this law, the telecommunications industry is absolutely up in arms about it. They're taking the city of San Francisco to court. They're threatening to pull out their annual conference. So clearly there's something that they're trying to hide. And
now, that doesn't sound right to me at all, because, I may not be worried about how much radiation I'm getting from my cell phone, but I still would like to know, maybe I don't want that cell phone that has 5 watts of radiation. Maybe I want the one that has 100 milliwatts or something.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a reasonable request that consumers should have a right to know how much radiation their cell phone emits.
I have a question for you, Josh. Do you have a landline?
I do.
I would think that you do. And is it like a telephone that's connected, or
it's a corded phone?
Corded,
yeah.
Phone. Okay.
And so one of the reasons
and
why
you didn't you've consciously made that decision. Did you ever have a cordless phone?
Yeah, I mean, I've used a cell phone for 10 years, my job has required that I use one, and the fact that I had no idea about these studies, or that there were potential health dangers, or that I was putting my health at risk, it makes me absolutely furious that the government, the FCC, makes safety standards on these wireless technologies based not on health, but on what the telecommunications industry wants. And this is the same thing, with the BP oil spill. You had the Minerals Management Service set safety guidelines for deep water oil drilling that were written by BP and Shell and other oil companies. It's the same thing. It's the same issue, but different players with the FCC and the telecom industry. So, we're furious here about this. And the issue of smart meters, where they're just putting out this massive increase in electromagnetic fields into our communities, is really bringing up this issue of the threat of wireless technology in a way that no other issue has. Because the difference is, you can choose what to have in your home. You can choose whether to have a Wi-Fi or baby monitors or cell phones or wireless phones.
Yeah.
You apparently, what PG&E is telling us is, you cannot opt out from a smart meter, and there's a class action lawsuit.
Another thing I don't like: you should be able to opt out of anything. If you don't want it, do it. You should be able to say,
especially something you're paying for.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Romito. That was Romito in Live Oak. That opens up a line at 479-1080 in Area 831. It's KSCO, your favorite radio station, the last independent owned and operated radio station that does anything, that puts
out any
of its own content left in the country.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Vicky, let's see. Vicky in Capitola, you're on the air on KSCO.
Hi. I have a question, too, about the cell phones. I'm just hearing about this, and a friend of mine told me that the smart meters were actually safer than cell phones, that there was less EMFs. So, do do you think that? Why do you think what you think?
That's a great question, Vicki. And, you know, because PG&E is not here, I mean, we've heard them speak enough at these council meetings, and we the other day we heard Peter Darby speak at the Public Utilities Commission. I can just tell you what they're telling people and their argument, so I can,
pinch hit for PG&E.
I'll play PG&E here for a minute.
Good.
Essentially what they're saying is that a smart meter emits only 1/13,000th the amount of radiation as a cell phone, and this is really, really misleading. And the reason is that, you know, for one, we don't know how much radiation these smart meters emit because PG&E hasn't told us, even though these devices are going right on our homes, in some cases feet from our beds. The other thing that's important to realize is that the smart meters emit a regular burst of radiation. What we've heard is every 45 seconds, and these bursts of radiation have been found in scientific studies to be the most biologically damaging. So what PG&E is doing when they say, oh, it's only a 1/13,000th the level of a cell phone, is that they're time averaging the data and saying, oh, well, over half an hour, you know, it's only a small burst, but it's these really intense bursts that can cause the DNA damage, can cause biological damage. And this is cited scientific evidence. This is not just, you know, people making this up. And, you know, you could say, oh, well, I'm going to shoot a bullet from a gun, but I'm going to time average that bullet coming out, and the impact would be a lot less if you time average the force of a bullet over half an hour. Obviously, it wouldn't be wouldn't sound like very much, but of course, a bullet can kill you. And these regular bursts that are not only coming from your meter, but your neighbor's meters, and that can, added on to the Wi-Fi, to the cell phones, to the wireless phones, to the baby monitors, to the garage door openers, to all that stuff that's been flooding our environment for the last, you know, two or three decades, this is a significant increase in that. And these smart meters are some of the most intense bursts of electromagnetic fields that you know we've had so far. And the other thing to point out is that as we've seen increases in the power of cell phone towers to deal with these 3G and 4G handsets that are being sold now, an increasing number of people are becoming electrically sensitive. This is a cumulative disorder. So as they're exposed to this more and more microwave radiation in our environment, even small doses of radiation can affect them. And I'm getting calls from throughout Santa Cruz County. I mean, Wellington has just been installing in the San Lorenzo Valley. I got a call from a woman in Ben Lomond the other night who that just got her smart meter installed despite the fact that she didn't want it. And she's been experiencing headaches, nausea, dizziness. She said it's some of the worst pain that she's experienced from electromagnetic fields. And 3 hours after she removed herself from the house, it was still bad. And she's having to flee the state. She's going to go stay with relatives in Nevada until her smart meter is removed. And this is making people homeless. It's making people suffer. And up until just recently, this issue of electrohypersensitivity was sort of laughed off. I mean, I hate to admit it, but I even laughed it off. I sort of thought, oh, well, you're just making it up. It's in your head.
Yeah.
But as we've learned more about smart meters and local elected officials have stepped forward, like council member Stephanie Aguilar in Scotts Valley and Supervisor Charles McGlashan in Marin County, they have stepped forward and said, I am electrically sensitive. Whenever I go into Best Buy, I get a headache from the Wi-Fi, or I can't use a cell phone anymore because it makes my head and my jaw hurt. So the issue of electrohypersensitivity, more people are becoming sensitive to these kinds of emissions as we add more and more EMF to our environment. And the issue is being legitimized by people who are in public elected office, who are prominent in their community, stepping forward and saying, this is real. I feel this. And you know, so we need to address this. We need to change the FCC standards. They're outdated, and they don't protect human health.
Okay, Vicki, thank you very much for calling this Saturday special.
Thank you.
Ellen in Marina. You're on the air.
Yes, hi there. This is a wonderful talk fest we're having.
Oh, thank you.
My husband is a property manager here in Marina, where there's 70 units at this apartment complex. And the residents, some of them are older. Some are in bad health. They're vulnerable people like children. But everybody has privacy concerns. So what we proactively did was post the signs for PG&E not to install. But strangely enough, the other day our regular meter reader came in And I just quizzed him. I said, what about, he noticed the sign, so he brought it up. I said, how soon are they going to deploy these? He said, very, very soon, even though a PG&E rep at our city council meeting had said it wouldn't be till, like, next year. So we're faced with the dilemma of, do we perform a citizen's arrest? What kind of action plan do we do, Joshua? We posted signs. We've sent letters to PG&E and all our city council members. We've spoken at local meetings of the county board, the city council. The impact is going to be huge financially because my husband has to look out not just for the residents, but his employer. We figured that if he replaced all of the appliances at this apartment complex of 70 units, it would go well beyond $100,000, plus the potential lawsuits, plus the health care costs for people who either don't have medical insurance or those that are impacted by these terrible symptoms and possible diseases from the smart meters. What would you suggest we do at this point, since we are activists already?
Thanks so much, Ellen, for your call. You know, we're facing an emergency situation here. This really is a mass forced population experiment. We will not know the impacts, the full impacts for possibly many years if this continues to roll out. PG&E realizes that people, as people are getting educated about the issues, there's obviously, understandably, public resistance to that. But we need to, you know, we've gone to our cities, we've gone to our counties who have joined with us. There's a consensus emerging amongst local governments that this program needs to be stopped, and hearings about health need to be held. You know, we need to call our council members, our supervisors, our state assembly members and senators, the governor, the president.
Maybe I should call PG&E at my other house and say I want them to come back and put in the old meter.
They need to remove the meters that they've installed. I mean, my mom lives on the peninsula and they've already installed her meter there. And I am just outraged that they would take that risk with her health without knowing the cumulative impact. So beyond, you know, asking our elected officials to act, because I think clearly the democratic process is broken down here, and it's a case in which you know my mom said to me the other day, you know, we don't live in a democracy, and I just realized that, and the reason she said that was because she got a flyer through her door talking about how Prop 16 was to protect taxpayers, and she's like, I was about to vote for this, and this is to actually, you know, prevent local governments from going and choosing another utility or making their own utility to supply energy aside from PG&E. So I think she's right. We don't live in a democracy, and it's really scary that
corporate,
this is being inflicted on us.
I call it a corporate slimocracy.
Yeah, you know, it's scary.
That's
and
what I call it.
I think what you can do is come out and join us at our protests. We're going to have ongoing protests at the corner of 38th and Portola in Capitola until the county passes an emergency ordinance banning these meters. You know, it's not the citizens who should be stopping these installations at these yards in each county. It's the sheriff. And, right. And until that happens, we're going to be out there. So come out and join us. Find out where your local yard is for Monterey County. For each county, they have a yard. We need to have pickets and petitions and protests there. And we need to demand a halt to this, and the PUC needs to listen.
Thank you, Ellen and Maureen. Isn't it interesting? Most of the calls today have been from women. That doesn't happen all that often on the Saturday special. Our next call is going to be Richard N. Watsonville. We got a bunch of other callers, including Carol and Soquel, Linda and Ben Loman, Chris and Watsonville, Annalise and Soquel. But we have a commercial announcement break here. So do that, Nikki, and we'll be back. Thanks.
Ben Loman Market, Scotts Valley Market. Low price, great savings, quality and service that doesn't always cost you more.
Hi, I'm Andy, the produce manager at Ben Loman Market. This week we are featuring our local grown white corn in the husk, 4 for $1. California whole seedless watermelon, 28 cents a pound. And local grown red leaf, green leaf and romaine lettuce, 99 cents each. We also have California large red onions, 88 cents a pound. And California large white and Yukon Gold potatoes, 58 cents a pound. California Gravenstein apples, 99 cents a pound. Our local Mamakawa tomato, 3.49 a pound. In organics, California Cherokee heirloom tomatoes, 2.69 a pound. California red, green, and black seedless grapes, $1.48 a pound. At Ben Loman Market and Scotts Valley Markets.
Compare and save. Be sure to check their weekly price comparison sheet. Please visit them at mylocalgrocer.com.
Your electrical problems are no problem when you take direct action and call Direct Electric. Hello, I'm Priscilla Christie.
And I'm Dave Christie. From blown fuses to power outages to remodels, Direct Electric will fix your electrical problems. And Direct Electric will do it right the first time at the right price with no service charge. Listen.
I'm Gretchen from Woodstock Pizza. It's the best pizza in town. We were having problems with some of our electric stuff in our store, and we heard that they are a great business, so we gave them a call. They fixed our problem. They responded immediately, and we were really happy with the work that they did for us. We are friends for life.
Your electrical problems are no problem when you take direct action and call Direct Electric.
If you are in real trouble, ask for Direct Electric 60-minute emergency service. Direct Electric, that's the name. Service and quality, that's what's in the name. Direct Electric, 425-1407, 425-1407.
Richard N. Watsonville, you're on the air on KSCO.
Thank you, Michael. That was a great song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nikki's the best at, when it comes to bumper music. Well, I don't know. She and Dave Michaels are sort of neck and neck, really.
They're competing.
Yeah.
Listen, have you seen any of the PG&E commercials?
No. Have you?
Oh, I've seen them all. Seen them all. Oh. They got guys, PG&E guys, standing next to Grandma's bed. She pulls his finger and the light comes on. And I wanted to ask your guest, does he know what PG&E's logo is?
I've seen it, yeah.
What does it say?
PG&E?
Yeah. It says, we can do this at the end of every commercial. And they, honest to goodness, think they can do this. And that once-a-month blast, where they would check everybody once a month, would we be able to go under some kind of a lead, into some kind of a lead building? We'd all be herded in, you know, into a lead building so we wouldn't all be zapped and irradiated like we're getting from these satellites in outer space.
Yeah,
you
know? Well, a couple of things. Since the protests have started, since people started to become educated about this issue, PG&E is forced to spend millions of dollars.
What makes you think these people are educated, Josh? These are the dumbest herd of animals. Listen, this PG&E is the same company that filed bankruptcy, man. This is the same PG&E company that, you know, got, like you said, in the last election, got every town to try and vote so that they could not make electricity.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, have you seen Aaron Brockovich? You know, it's the same company.
I care less about that old skag, man. PG&E's on a different mission. And their mission is to control everything we're doing. I mean, they can go bankrupt and come back in a different style. The only thing they got to do, they don't got to show up to this little radio station here. They only have to show up to the little city council meetings where there's really nobody at.
Oh.
You see? Yeah, and then they tell those city council members, they got nothing to say, nothing to do.
Yeah.
And I watched Carlos Palacios, the city manager of Watsonville, tell the city council that he's not going to sic the police on him. He's going to obey the PUC.
Right.
And so then Greg Caput, one of the city council members, says, well, the state is starting to, they want to sue Watsonville, fine us $200 a day for not putting fluoride in our water. So what we're going to do is we're going to make up a bill to sue or to fine PG&E $200 a day to pay for that bill. It was a great idea. You probably should have had Caput, Louis Alejo, these guys that were on the Watsonville City Council, apart, man.
Yeah, we screwed up.
Because,
actually, I'm telling you, Josh is doing a wonderful job today.
Well, yeah, he's doing a wonderful job, but, you know, there's only two people that will show up from PG&E to these city council meetings, and they take on not only the city council, but everybody, Marilyn Garrett on down to Gary Richard Arnold, all of them.
Are they very, very velvet-tongued?
Oh, it's worse than that. Sandpaper Annie. It's worse than that, Michael. I mean, everybody's going for it, and they want teeth in it, and the city manager says, no, we can't do anything.
Richard, Thank you. We got to move on because poor Carol in SoCal has been waiting, and Linda and Ben Lohman. And, Carol, you're on.
Hi. Thank you. I have so much to say that it's hard to know where to start. So,
would you like us to hold you over till next hour?
No,
we will, because we've got less than a minute now before we're at
please.
The top of the hour.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
So go ahead and start.
You want me to start?
Go ahead and start.
Okay, I'll be glad to. My insurance policy, I own an apartment building, and I am stuck with quite a few meters on a bedroom wall for a lovely family, and I went to my commercial policy exclusions, and asbestos, electromagnetic emissions, lead or radon are all interestingly omitted if there's any problems that my tenants have. So, in other words, the insurance companies are aware there's a problem out there with the increase of microwave radiation from RF
frequency.
Absolutely.
If I could just jump in and comment on that.
No, there's no time. We got to wait until after.
Okay.
I'll be glad to wait.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold. That's Carol and SoCal. It's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 11 a.m. Here is Fox News.
Fox
we will
News
be back.
Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A pair of attempted attacks in Afghanistan at NATO bases near the Pakistan border by insurgents wearing American Army uniforms, some with suicide vests. 24 reported killed, including 3 in an airstrike as they tried to get away. According to NATO, which reports one death on its side, an Afghan soldier with 4 American troops hurt. High alert in Iraq. The prime minister warns of terrorist attacks coming with the official end of U.S. combat operations on Tuesday. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin's live in Baghdad.
Yeah, Chris, Iraq at its highest security threat level ahead of the mission change next week, and that shows just why 50,000 U.S. troops remain here.
We are still going to be here to support the Iraqi security forces in their offensive operations.
That's Major General Stephen Lanza. Commanders say Iraq's police and army are strengthening well, but few Iraqis trust them yet, and they hope American muscle stays here for some time. They'll be watching what President Obama says about future plans when the combat mission transitions to advise and assist next week. Chris?
Thanks, Alistair. Guards at Folsom County Prison in California fire shots to break up a riot.
The fighting broke out around 7 last night in the main exercise yard and eventually involved about 200 inmates. The prison can't say how many prisoners were shot, but 7 of them wound up in the hospital. No one suffered critical injuries and no correctional officers were hurt. And there's no word yet on just what launched the violence that reportedly lasted about 30 minutes. Folsom was made famous by Johnny Cash and his Folsom Prison Blues. Cash performed at Folsom in 1968. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Paris Hilton spent a little time in a Las Vegas jail last night being booked for cocaine possession. Cops pulled over the SUV she was in, suspecting that was marijuana smoke coming out. Found cocaine in her purse, she tells people who tell the website TMZ the purse wasn't hers. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Every primary, every crucial event, this summer, Fox Business covers it best. Smart, sharp, on the money, as it all unfolds. No one covers the business of politics like Cavuto. For powerful political coverage, stay with Fox Business Network.
The one show policing the web, safeguarding schools, and monitoring the media.
They want to fire Ronald McDonald. Yeah. We have a First Amendment in this country for a reason.
The culture warriors tackle America's toughest topics. It's just one of the reasons why The Factor rules.
Judge Napolitano is on the case, policing big government, exposing bureaucrats, safeguarding your rights.
The Constitution was written to limit the government. When politicians cross that line, I'll be there.
The judge is taking the toughest issues head on. Exclusive interviews, hard-hitting investigations. The one show delivering a message straight to D.C.'s power players.
From Capitol happenings to Supreme Court surprises, we're in the middle of it all.
Freedom Watch, weekends on Fox Business.
Pure liberty, no excuses.
Thousands in southern Pakistan flee for higher ground, with another city and more villages flooding.
The floods, which have already spread across a landmass the size of Italy and displaced over 1 million people, now threaten to engulf 2 more towns in Sindh province in the south. A month after Pakistan's worst natural disaster began to unfold, waters in northern areas are receding, but will leave in their wake disease and malnutrition on an epic scale. The UN warns there's a particular risk for Pakistan's children, and according to USAID Director Rajiv Shah, just back from the region, the damage is astronomical. Nina Donaghy, Fox News Radio.
New peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians start Thursday in Washington. When those are done, according to Israeli officials, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wants to keep meeting with Palestinian leaders every other week. The chief Palestinian negotiator says he hadn't heard about that plan, but he's open to it. Don't let the bedbugs bite.
Pest control company Terminix says call volume for bedbug complaints has been way up in New York, Philly, and Detroit. Cincinnati, Ohio, Columbus, and Dayton were also in the top 10. Stephen Cousy with Terminix says there are similarities between bedbugs and cockroaches.
They're very cryptic. They hide most of their life, you know, 90% of the time. They usually only come out when they need a food source and also to, date other bedbugs, I guess is a phrase.
Cousy says your nose will clue you into a heavily infested building.
Yeah, kind of a sickening sweet aroma.
Getting rid of the bugs can include chemicals as well as heat and freezing treatments. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Come and get it, kitties. An animal shelter in southern Maine gets 1,000 cans of cat food free. By mistake, they weren't ordered, and his boss insisted the truck come back empty. After calling a local animal control officer for an ID, he just drove the load over to a shelter that had put out a call for food donations. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here for the weekend. Looks like we're going to have some partly cloudy skies, but it's going to be a little sunny later on. The high is 64. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Low of 50 with the west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday, cloudy early, then partly sunny. High is 67. West, northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Out on the Monterey Bay, the west winds 5 to 15 knots. Wind waves 1 to 3 feet. West swell 3 to 5 feet at 8 seconds with a slight chance of showers. Tonight out there, west winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 3 feet, west swell 2 to 4 feet at 8 seconds. And on Sunday, we got west winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 3 feet with a west swell of 3 to 5 feet at 9 seconds. For your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, got a few things to report here. There was a traffic collision, ambulance responding on 17 just north of Laurel Road. And lane number one, southbound lane, was closed. It is open. However, traffic is still stopped. So that one. And then we also have a traffic collision on Highway 9 at Clear Creek Road in Santa Cruz area. The only thing I got is that CHP is on the scene there. There's an ambulance responding on that one. So 475-1080 if you have anything to report to me so I can let everyone else know as well. And for current temperatures, 61 in Monterey, 62 in Salinas, 59 in Watsonville. We're at 65 already here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. Official time is 11:07 and 3 seconds on this Saturday, August 28th, 2010. Up next, second hour of the Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
And what happens if people don't stay tuned? Did they get arrested?
Unwise.
Oh, okay. Are they going to be arrested?
We can't do that.
Did you get the intelligent ID?
I have not had a
Okay, you're going to look for that because I was explaining to Josh here how he was remarking to me during the break what great questions people have asked. And I said, Josh, the reason for that is because for 20 years we have prohibited stupid people from listening to KSCO by design. So it's just natural that the questions coming from our audience would be good, intelligent questions. So, and I told him about this ID, and I said, it really needs to be part of our regular, you know, because sometimes people forget, and some stupid people do tune in. So, yeah, you're looking for that. You'll be sure to break in when you find it, okay? Because it's very important. We need to stress that. Okay, let's start hour number two officially here.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful
Bulletin, 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 bulletin. Apparently we have a PG&E supporter on the line, and when you find out who it is, I mean, this is newsworthy.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
But you're going to have to wait 3.5 or 4 minutes because we have a brand new world premiere of Kay's commentary, right, Nikki? Yeah, so we'll do that, and after that, we will resume our program on smart meters. And just about everybody seems to be, again, the smart meters. But there is at least one person who has called who takes the opposite side and who is a PG&E supporter on this issue. But for right now, let's do this. That big voice is going to come on and say,
the following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Dear listeners, I remain occupied with the issue of illegals and amnesty because I believe that Obama may boldly bypass Congress and give amnesty to 30 million illegals and get away with it and remain in power, and we will lose our beloved country as we know it. Listen to this hypothetical conversation between Jim the American and Juan the Mexican, and kudos to Gene Sandin for sharing it. Juan, I see that you and thousands of other protesters are marching in the streets to demonstrate your cause. What is it and why the protest? We want our rights. We'll show you how powerful we are. What rights? Our right to live here legally. All right, to get all the benefits you get. When did you come to the U.S.? 6 years ago, I crossed over the border at night with 7 other friends. Why did you come? For work. I can earn as much in 1 month here as I could in a year in Mexico. Besides, I get free health care. Our Mexican children can go to school free. If I lose my job, I get welfare. And someday, I will have the Social Security. Nothing like that in Mexico. Did you feel badly about breaking our immigration laws when you came, Juan? No. Why should I feel bad? I have a right to be here. I have a right to amnesty. I pay lots of money for my Social Security and green card. How did you acquire those documents? From a guy in Dallas. He charged me a lot of money, too. Did you know those documents were forged, Juan? No. Doesn't matter. I have a right to be here and work. What's the right you speak of, Juan? The right of all aliens. It's found in your Constitution. Read it. I have read it, but I don't remember it saying anything about rights for aliens. It's in that part it says that all men have alien rights, like the right to pursue happiness. I wasn't happy in Mexico, so I came here. I think you're referring to the Declaration of Independence, and that document speaks to unalienable rights, not alienable rights. Whatever. Since you're demanding to become an American citizen, why are you carrying a Mexican flag? Because I'm Mexican. But you said you wanted to be given amnesty to become a U.S. citizen. No, that's not what we want. This is our country. It's a part of Mexico that you gringos stole from us. We want it returned to the rightful owner. So you really don't want to become an American citizen then. I just want my rights. Everyone has a right to live, work, and speak their native language wherever and whenever they please. Juan, if I crossed over the border into Mexico without proper documentation, what rights would I have there? Oh, you would probably go to jail, but that's different. How is it different? You said everyone has a right to live wherever they please. Now you want Mexico too? Mexico has its rights. You gringos have no rights in Mexico. Why do you want to go there anyway? Stay in your own country, the country of your birth. I see. There's no way we can agree on this issue. Thanks for your comments, Juan. Viva Mexico! Listeners, please wake up. We are about to lose our country unless we vigorously say no to amnesty and close the borders. Thomas Jefferson said, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants." For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
Okay, executive decision. Forget about smart meters for the rest of the program. Let's talk about well, no, we better not do that, huh? Because there are so many people, including Carol, who started last hour. So Carol, welcome back.
Hi there.
Okay, you started to tell us your story here.
Well, I've got so many, but one was about my insurance policy and having an apartment building with a lovely family
and exclusions in your that you've noticed in your insurance company. So the point is that even they know that there are problems.
Yes, and if insurance companies know there's a problem, they've looked at all the research nation and worldwide.
Well, or they don't want to deal with the lawsuits, whether it's a problem or not.
But they know there's a problem, and they lump it with asbestos.
I think what insurance companies do is spend all of their time and effort and energy figuring out other things to exclude.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry. Here, you're on.
If you want to know, if something is dangerous or if there's a lawsuit potential in the future, just look at insurance companies, particularly reinsurance companies that insure the insurance companies, because they do look at the existing research. And what I've found out since working on this smart meter issue is that insurance companies refuse to insure cell phone companies against possible future health damage, and I assume that they would also refuse to insure PG&E against health damages from smart meters.
Carol, so. real quick, you have some other things to share. Well, we have an awful lot of
questions.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I want to say this is the good battle, and I also want to say that when I was at the Capitola City Council meeting, PG&E gentleman came in, and his shoulders were back, and he was feeling headstrong, and he started off by bragging that we were going to be saving the ratepayers money by not having the PG&E people that read the meters going around, and their job was going to be eliminated. So that was something we should be cheering about. He watched and he listened to Dr. Carl Merritt, and he started slumping in his chair. And at the very end, I saw that he was really getting a bit nervous when he listened and got it. He got the health and safety issues. He realized this is a problem, and he whined at the end, "But what about the jobs of the installers of the smart meters?"
You mean he changed his opinion during that whole thing?
I could see him slumping down. He was sitting to my right in front. He literally, his shoulders started slumping. He got nervous. He got scared. So why is PG&E missing? They're missing. They're hiding. They're running back to hide under mommy's skirt.
I mean, I have tremendous empathy for PG&E employees throughout all this. I mean, they are being asked to carry out a program that is putting us all at risk, including themselves, including their families. And, we've had these protests outside the Wellington Yard at 38th and Portola every weekday at 7:30 until the county passes a moratorium. And PG&E drivers will drive these big blue trucks by, give us a thumbs up. Sometimes they yell, smart meters are dumb. I mean, they get it. Everyone gets it. It's the only people who don't get it are the people at the top of these corporations and
smart.
The CPUC.
And dumb meters are smart.
The other, can I say something else?
One more thing.
FC guidelines are archaic. They are behind the current state of study. Sweden, Liechtenstein, Italy, Spain, Austria, Sweden, Russia, Vietnam, none of them would allow something as health problematic as smart meters into the country. They wouldn't allow it. There are some countries that would, but,
there are much smarter countries than ours.
Yeah, I would like to say that there are people, including my father, who is for the smart meter. Actually, he's not for it or against it. He just says, but there's so many other issues. And my poor dad is 89, and he is dying from lymphoma of the blood. And he is still working. And he is telling me that look at all the flooding and climate warming and this and that, and we have horrible things that we have to do. So he says, what is this? So he's not really looking at it, but I will say that in walking around and talking to the general public, and I've spent many hours the last couple weeks doing that, I'd say you won't find too many women that want a smart meter, and you'll find maybe one in 10 men that don't want to deal with it. But they, the ones that don't want to deal with it don't even want to listen. So it just means they're pushing it aside, and so it doesn't really mean anything about the issue.
Okay.
It's a very important issue.
And thank you so much for bringing up the issue of FCC standards, because PG&E says that basically these smart meters are safe because they're in compliance with FCC standards. And FCC standards are amongst – they allow amongst the highest exposure to EMF throughout the world. You know, Europe has most of Europe has left these high levels far behind. Even the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, says that FCC standards are outdated and leave people vulnerable to health impacts. Now, FCC, which is the Federal Communications Commission, who regulates these types of emissions, bases their standards on is a thermal impact. So basically, we're talking about microwave radiation here. A cell phone is like a microwave oven, just without a door. And at lower levels, obviously. So FCC standards basically say if it doesn't heat you, it doesn't harm you. So they refuse to acknowledge any non-thermal impacts, which are well documented in the scientific literature at levels far below what the smart meters and cell phones put out. So these standards are outdated. They are failing to protect our human health. And this is just like climate change, just like all these other issues. We put profit above health and safety. And, you know, there's all these examples of where we've rushed into these technological solutions, and then later we back trying to go, oops, you know, we should have done the studies. I mean, we used to x-ray children's feet at the shoe store to look at their shoe size. And then, you know, all these kids started getting, you know, cancer in the feet or, you know, problems. And then we, oh. So you know, there's problems. We need to take a precautionary approach to these matters.
Thank you, Soquel Carroll, for your call to the KSCO Saturday
Special. Thank you so much.
Where it is 11:21 a.m. We will be taking a commercial break, but not before... Not before we do this. With that, we introduce the official KSCO Council, Dean Sutton, who is a PG&E supporter and is on the opposite side on this one. Go, Dean.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm not exactly a PG&E supporter, but I am a real fan of the truth. This gentleman sounds very sincere. He's got like three reasons why he's against smart meters. One, because they're not accurate and they charge too much, as I understand it. Two, because there's some notion of lack of privacy. They can tell when you're going on vacation or whether you're running your blender or not, you know, how much power you're using. And three, because of the EMF. The health threat, though, respectfully, is just really way overblown. He said it pretty accurately just now. You're being prophylactic. You're being afraid of what might be. If you were a city councilman or a judge or a PUC commissioner, you can't make public policy based on what might be true. If you're gonna make a medical science argument, you have to have some sort of medical science data. And I've been following this personally for many years. My father was an electrician, and he died in 1988 from a brain tumor. And I was trying desperately to find anything, anybody, any place, anywhere, who would say EMF. This is even before cell phones were big. There's a famous case in San Diego. Where the high power lines ran next to the school and the subdivision and things, and they just beat that to death. Every scientist, every study they could find. And it just, the simple truth is there's no causation. There's no proof that one thing causes the other. There's an awful lot of brain cancers and tumors, but you're going to have that with or without, EMF or without cell phones. You're going to have a certain amount of, just probability. You're going to have a certain amount of things that happen, and there's just simply no evidence. Don't you think somebody out there would love to prove one thing caused another? It's just simply not true. To get all these people all fired up and so scared, you're going to say every little old lady out there is going to have a headache now. It's going to get hyperventilation because some guy somewhere said this might be caused by this.
Dean,
we went through this a few years ago with the bad building syndrome.
Dean, do you think we're doing a disservice now by promoting fear on KSCO?
You're not promoting fear, but I think this guy is afraid, but I think it's not a rational fear. If you're afraid they're going to charge you too much, not accurate, hell yes. I mean, PG&E should not use them. If it's because there's some sort of invasion of privacy, okay. But if it's because these things transmit, if when you go into your kitchen and you turn on the blender and you have your refrigerator running, you generate more EMF than any of these. The old studies, that the ones they talk about, were the old analog phones, and they were kept right at the ear. And as he talked about, just as he said accurately, that the, one of the tests was, did it radiate, did it microwave, did it heat up or cook, you know, tissue in the brain. The two things now, of course, they say you should use the earphones or the Bluetooth and all that, you know, get it away from your head. And two, the new, that's the reason these darn, I'm talking to your cell phone now, the reason these, AT&T iPhones drop so much is because they use such low power relative to what they used to use.
But why doesn't Verizon drop as much then? Do they use more power?
I don't know, but the digital phones, I don't think, use much difference in power as opposed to the old analog phones. You know, the old original ones where you open them up, you're like the yeah. Star Trek communicator, and you put it up against your head with the big battery on the side.
Yeah.
I had those for years.
Yeah.
But my point is that you know, somebody out there would make $1 billion if he could just prove this one fact, that there was a reasonable medical certainty that cell phones cause brain cancer or tumors. I mean, the guy would be instantly brilliant, win the Nobel Prize. And believe me, there's a lot of people out there, I'm sure, are trying to figure that out, and they never have. The argument is legit if you can believe that the cumulative effect, this is what he's making, that if you suddenly have, like the apartment building has 70 of these little transmitters, somehow that's going to cause some sort of zone of radiation that's going to radiate people. You know, it could be lots of things. When electricity was first introduced, there's some hilarious articles and official articles about fear. When Edison first put electricity in New Jersey and New York, I mean, this is going to be the end of the world. Women were going to be infertile. Kids are going to be born with three eyes because electricity was being put into the houses. And it's a very natural fear to protect your home and hearth. Maybe that's why women get, it would be sexist about it. Maybe that's why women get all fired up. You know, we want to protect
children. We've never had so many women call our station in one call, in one show.
You're saying because you're telling them there's a boogeyman, a secret, unseen, unknown, you know, untouchable boogeyman that's going to hurt the children. And of course you.
Okay, now poor Josh has been sitting here being polite, rolling his eyes most of the time.
Dean, sure, you know, thanks for your comment. You know, I would say that it's the job of policymakers, you know, our supervisors, our county board of supervisors, our local council members, and higher up the government ladder, to take a look at the evidence that's out there in a balanced way, and to separate the panic and the fear from what is actually out there. And if you look at what the research says, and you've got to keep in mind that this is not a balanced argument. On one side, you have a trillion-dollar multinational industry, the cell phone industry, and on the other, you have unfunded community health activists who are concerned about this. Now, if you go to emfsafetynetwork.org, there are links to a number of scientific reports. One of those is the Bioinitiative report, which looks at all of the evidence of the health studies having to do with EMF, and based on those studies. One of which I heard about the other day, they put a cell phone, turned it on a meter away from a human stem cell, and they measured the speed with which that stem cell repaired its own DNA, and that the cell phone significantly reduced the repair rate. There are quantifiable biological non-thermal impacts to EMF radiation, particularly in the high-frequency microwave range that we're talking about, that's different from, you know, just having your fridge on. So there is enough growing evidence that's led all these city councils, all these county boards of supervisors to demand a halt to the program. We're not saying stop it forever. We're just saying take judicious steps, careful steps to, you know, have hearings to investigate these issues to reassure the public, because there's enough evidence out there that that these things cause problems. And just, you know, it's not only smart meters. Smart meters are a significant addition to the background radiation that we're exposed to. I mean, for example, back in the 1980s, the background level of microwave radiation was 0.005 microwatts per square centimeter, relatively low. That has increased over the last 30 years to about up to 100 microwatts per square centimeter because of cell phone towers, cell phones, Wi-Fi, all this stuff. And we just don't know the impact. If you waited to prove that something was harmful, you know, that you'd be putting people's lives at risk. If you waited to prove that carbon dioxide causes serious changes to disruptions to our climate, we would risk having abrupt sea level rise, disruptions to our agriculture. It's the job of the policymaker to look at the science and say, what are the risks? You know, what are we putting this at risk? And that's what they're doing city by city, joining us in asking PG&E to stop.
Let me ask you a question. If this was such a great danger in the last 30 years, if this was such a great danger to public health, why isn't there a great mass of people dying from this? There isn't. People live longer. They live healthier. That's one of our other problems. Social Security's got a problem because grandma just won't die. People are living longer and healthier in this country than in the history of the world, despite all these boogeymen people come up with.
The cell phone issue, you know, it's a cumulative issue. It takes some time. There's some lag time before these brain tumors are found. And so we're beginning to see an increase in brain tumors right now. It could take 10 or 20 years. And if you look at when people started using cell phones in any large numbers, that was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And we're beginning to see that increase in brain tumors. Now, I want to correct you on something you said. That, you know, we're some of the healthiest living in the Western world. You know, it's a fact that cancer rates are...
I said in the history of the world.
Okay, well, in the industrialized West, cancer rates are higher than in a developing world. And that is because we've introduced all these chemicals, all these EMF radiation into the environment without looking at the health and safety implications.
Okay, go ahead.
How do you know they're not caused by Diet Coke? I mean, we have a different mix of lifestyle, and you cannot prove causation. That's the junk science in all this.
Well, it could be caused by NutraSweet and Diet Coke. It could be caused by the mercury in our from our coal burning power plants.
Right.
It could be from EMF. But we're introducing all these things without knowing.
We have to have another program with just Josh and Dean, the Dean and Josh show, because it could go on and it won't put anybody to sleep because both of these guys are really sharp. Dean, thanks so much for calling.
All right.
Looking forward to getting you on the radio here regularly here on KSL.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Let's see. I found the stupid people thing. Play it.
KSCO AM 1080, the station for intelligent people only. Stupid people must tune to another station immediately.
Okay. Linda and Ben Lohman, you're next on the KSCO Saturday special.
Okay. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Can you hear Josh?
I hear Josh.
Hi, Linda.
You know what? I thank Josh. God bless you for what you're doing, because I have had a severe reaction to the meter they put in last week. And I just want to say what my body's saying. I'm not saying what scientific studies, but I'll tell you what I've been through. It's been a little bit of hell. And I thank you for people like Josh out there fighting, although they haven't had the reactions. Okay, they put a meter in last week. I went in the house. I was in there about 15 minutes. I didn't know they did it. 15 or 20 minutes, and I walked out, and my heart just, like, sunk in my chest. And then I started getting irregular heartbeat, and then I started getting really weak. Like,
might have been having an anxiety attack just because of what had just happened.
Well, I didn't know about it.
I didn't know
the smart meter was there. I didn't know.
Ooh.
I would have stopped it. Okay, I'm going to make this clear. My body is telling me this thing is really dangerous. I'll tell you why. Years ago, I've been environmentally sensitive to chemicals. Okay, I don't like chemicals, and I react, but not like this. My husband and I bought cell phones several years ago, and we were driving home from Tahoe, and we had them in the car. They're brand new, and we had them on, and all of a sudden... Not all of a sudden. I think I'd been in the car about an hour. I started getting irregular heartbeat, and it just continued, and I go, wait a minute, are these cell phones on? Turn the cell phones off. My regular heartbeat went back to normal. Okay, I'm kind of like a test person here. So this reaction that I had to this meter was 10,000 times more severe than that. I was totally wiped out. I have to get out of the house. I can't live there anymore. I've been calling the 866 number, which is a total joke. They're just a bunch of doom fumbies that say, well, it's just like having a radio. Look at it. I've had a radio all my life. It doesn't bother me. TVs don't bother me. I can talk on the cell phone. It doesn't bother me for a few minutes. But you call them, and I said, look, this is an emergency. I can't live in my house.
So wait a minute. The 866-743-0263, did you call that? Smart meter hotline?
Yeah.
So I told our audience we were going to do that. We still have time to do it, but we got to get in all these other calls and the commercials and stuff.
Well, they don't help you. They're just like robots that say,
it's not a recording. I thought it was a recording.
No, they say, we'll email your information, and it'll take 5 days for somebody to call back. Call in the next day. Okay.
Right.
I got an emergency. I can't get in my house. It made me so sick, I can't get in the house. Finally, after the fifth time, they got me up to a supervisor, then a manager yesterday, and she started to help me. And she said, you know, another girl called in. I've had one other person, and guess what? Identical symptoms. Okay, she told me that, and she said the same thing, irregular heartbeat, weakness. The exact same symptoms I was describing to her.
Okay.
And so I would say that this thing is dangerous. My body's telling me it's dangerous. I don't care what the reports say, but I can't live in my house.
Thank you for calling the Saturday special. Appreciate it, Linda.
Okay.
You take care.
All right.
Okay, Nikki, yeah, let's do the first. You want to do the two breaks together? Okay, we'll just, you and I will talk about it. Okay, stay tuned. We got 25 minutes left. We got a whole bunch of nice people. We promise if you're on hold, we will get you on the air.
We have great news for all you moms and dads. Hi, I'm Roy Trowbridge of the family-owned Palace Art and Office Supply.
It's time to get the kids ready for back to school. Hi, I'm Frank Trowbridge.
And we are ready to help you. I'm Gary Trowbridge. Listen to some of the great prices on back-to-school things Palace has to help you get the kids in the mood.
Spiral-bound ruled notebooks made of recycled paper, $2.99 to $5.99. Academic Year Weekly Planner Book printed on recycled paper, $3.99. Check the Good Times, Santa Cruz Weekly, and the Santa Cruz Sentinel for money-saving Palace coupons. And don't forget to visit us at gopalace.com.
Bring the kids to Palace and get them in the mood to go back to school.
They'll love shopping all the creative, fun things we have for them.
And you'll enjoy prices that will save you lots of money. We look forward to seeing you and the kids at Palace Art and Off Supply on Pacific Avenue in Santa Cruz and on 41st Avenue in Capitola.
A proud member of Think Local First business community.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of our walls? JM Electric knows. I'm Charlie Friedman. Fact is, we can't see what electrical evils lurk in our walls, and those evils cause about 68,000 home fires every year. I got to thinking about the evils that might be lurking in my walls and what a fire would do to my collection of 78 records, so I called JM Electric and asked for a current safe home inspection service. That was a good call. Tom from JM Electric used some high-tech equipment to conduct an incredibly thorough inspection of all my electrical systems. He actually looked inside the walls and showed me pictures of where I'm vulnerable. Thanks to JM Electric, I know there are now no electrical evils lurking in my walls, and that knowledge is worth about $1 million in sound sleep. Discover what kind of electrical evils are lurking in your walls. Call JM Electric and Salinas. Ask for a free, no-obligation electrical hazard assessment. That's JM Electric, 422-7819, or jmelectric.com.
Coast Paper and Supply, in business over 50 years, has a huge inventory of janitorial supplies. Bleach, germicidals, dishwashing and disinfectants. They have deodorizers, carpet care, and floor finish items, hand soap, dish soaps, and building maintenance supplies and equipment. Coast Paper and Supply does not require memberships. Just walk in the door at 151 Josephine Street and River Street. Enjoy the pleasant welcome and friendly service. Coast Paper and Supply is open to both retail and the public, and a proud member of Think Local First.
If electricity flows through it,
You can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Xbox 360 repair.
Solar energy kits. Musical Tesla coil.
Video output for my home media center.
Building a new server.
Repairing a student radio station.
More RAM and a sound card.
DSL line.
Network printing, scanning, and faxing for dentists.
Replacing antivirus on 12 machines.
Wireless network for court reporter agency.
Diagnosing sound card problem.
Building a 5-kilowatt amplifier.
Ham radio antenna.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 SoCal Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Hey everyone, it's MZ. I want you to pay special attention this week to one of the longest running best shows on KSCO. That would be Perspectives, that comes on every Saturday right after the Saturday special. My good friend Tom Quinn has been the guiding light behind this program, along with his teammates and other special friends of KSCO, Donald Davidson, Dr. David Biles, Dr. Stan Monteith, Gary Richard Arnold, and others. Tom advises that this week, Perspectives will be interviewing free energy experts from the big TeslaTech.info conference that was held recently in New Mexico. Hear all about energy-saving devices for cars and homes, such as hydrogen generators and GEET energy devices. No, not geek energy, GEET energy. Now, check this out. We are expecting a number of free energy devices to be showcased at KSCO's parking lot after the show, where you can see how all this great stuff of the future works. So, plan to come on down to our KSCO parking lot at 2300 Portola Drive in Santa Cruz this Saturday starting at 1 p.m.
Watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock. It's got to stop. Tell him, take
time. Seriously, you don't know who this is?
No, I don't particularly like it.
Pearl Jam?
So what?
Oh, brother. I'm going to have to school you later.
All right. our next caller is going to be Annalise, but poor Josh is just about ready to burst.
Yeah, since
listening to the K's commentary, he has a quick response.
With
to
all him. Due respect to K,
yeah.
I just feel that if you ask the Native Americans, you know, we would all be illegal here in this country. So we just need to have some empathy and compassion for people and their situations. That's okay. Just all I wanted to say.
Okay.
Then move back on to smart meters.
Okay, smart meters we move back on to with Annalise calling her favorite radio station, I think, right?
Yeah, MZ, I do call in. I am not calling in to create an acrimonious atmosphere. I'm not on the side of PG&E, and I know you'd like people to take that point of view, but I think there's some real considerations as to why they are not able to do that. Unless, of course, you're being paid to do that, to represent them well. And I go to the various city council meetings. They stand up, PG&E representatives stand up and constantly give the same kind of rhetoric about how it isn't safe, how there is no issue of safety, the issue of the false readings of the meters is only been three people that reported problems with their smart meters. And as far as invasion of privacy, well, it's really not doing anything. It's going to actually help you use your energy better. The problem is, I think there was somebody who called in named Joe, and he wanted to know about how to otherwise mitigate the effects of the meters. And there's been regular articles. First of all, in May 11... I'm just saying this for Joe or anyone who wants to check on this. May 11, the San Jose Mercury News reported San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose had numerous, not just one or two, numerous class action suits against PG&E about smart meters, faulty reading, and that people were reporting into the culmination of class action suits, faulty readings on their billing 3 to 4 times what they normally had, even before they were not worried about their energy use. Now that they were actually unplugging their all their electrical equipment, their computers, their refrigerators, their freezers, everything were being disengaged, they still had 3 to 4 times what they normally had before in electrical bills. I have been to the various city council meetings. I wish Dean would go. He would hear people like Dr. Carl Merritt speak about not just vague, undirected test studies done, but very specific test studies done on the ill effects of smart meters. I wish he would hear some of that. I don't think he'd make the statements that he would make without feeling pretty foolish. People listening really wonder where he's been. He should go to some of these city council meetings. It's quite an education. I get up regularly and bring up articles that come up regularly in the paper that counter absolutely what the PG&E representatives say. There were also, for Joe's information, on July 24th of this year, there was the carriers suing San Francisco over the ordinance of requiring stores to post how much radiation each model of a cell phone emits. And this was because cell phone groups were fighting that whole problem and of how much radiation is emitted by cell phones. On Thursday, August 12th, was the article that stated San Francisco's right to know how to criticize are being criticized as misleading when they said that people needed to know how much any technology, equipment of technology, will harm you. And the mayor of San Francisco said, this is just a disclaimer that now every person selling technology in San Francisco will soon have to have attached to any technological equipment a disclaimer saying that you are putting possibly your health at risk by buying this piece of technology.
So that's a good thing, right?
Well, the warning, yes. Dean's statement that it's a vague and undirected and unsubstantiated test study result, no, that is just not accurate. That people will finally be warned and that there are disclaimers, quite so.
Yeah.
There was a reaction to that saying he was overreacting and that, well, there wasn't really that much health risk. His position,
Annalise, we have to cut this short. I'm sorry. I know you've been waiting a long time, but we've had you on for 5 minutes now, and that's, you know, we got to move on to others. So thank you very much for your call. And she brought up some very good, cogent points. But
Annalise, I mean, I think you're absolutely right. You know, I mean, PG&E obviously thinks that we're stupid, and we're not stupid. People know what's going on. I mean, if you listen to Linda, she was reporting serious health impacts. Not everyone's going to experience that, but those who are sensitive to electrical emissions are feeling like that. And you know, the manufacturers of these smart meters, Silver Spring Networks, who are based in Redwood City, they actually boast to the utility that their signal is so strong it can penetrate mountains. Now, if it can penetrate mountains, it's certainly going to penetrate your brain and your kids' brains and your baby's brains, and it's just not a good thing.
All right, we have Timothy, Tony, Chris, and Scott waiting to go on, and we will put you on here. But I want to take a little break here now to let everybody know about something special that I discovered this week at California Grill, one of my favorite restaurants. It's at the corner of Airport and Freedom Boulevards in Freedom. And California Grill is a proud sponsor of this program, KSCO Saturday Special. Not so much the PG&E thing, but the program in general. And I want everybody listening, when they get a chance to go to California Grill, maybe even for lunch today. And when you go in there, be sure to tell them that you're there because MZ sent you. And MZ wouldn't send you to a place that wasn't absolutely fantastic. What I'm talking about specifically, have you ever heard? You've heard of chicken parmesan. You've heard of veal parmesan. But have you heard of calamari parmesan? I'm starting to... Is your microphone wet? Is your radio wet?
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. I'm starting to drool all over my microphone at the thought of calamari parmigiano. I went into California Grill this last week. I think it was Tuesday. And I sat down. I just went in by myself. I just wanted to have a really good lunch. And everything is so good there that every time I try something new, it's usually like six visits. For the next six visits, I order the same thing because it's so good. And I decided to order something new this time. I ordered calamari. And the boss, Paul Tarabi, told me, he goes, "Yes, Michael, this is very good, but we have something very special. We have calamari parmesan." And I said, "Well, isn't that what I just ordered?" No. Calamari parmesan, you just ordered plain calamari steak. Calamari parmesan is what you really want. I'm not doing a very good Paul Tarabi impression. I understand that, but he's a really good guy, and he gives you good advice here about what to order. And so I said, "Well, is it too late? Is it too late to change the order?" He says, No, I'll change the order. This is normally something that's a special that only shows up on the menu once a month as a special. But if you want, for you and for the KSCO audience, for anybody in the KSCO audience who comes in, they won't have to wait a month for it to be on the special. All you have to do is say, "MZ sent you," and they'll make it for you right then and there. I had it. I almost died and went to heaven. This program almost didn't happen today, because that was so good and it was so delicious. Of course, I went back the same day, and the only bad thing about it is that I'm starting to get a little chubby because all the food at the California Grill is so good. Anyhow, thank Paul and Neely for sponsoring the KSCO Saturday Special, and let them know that you appreciate that. And while you're there, you will have a really, really, really good meal. Back to the program today. Now we're talking about smart meters. Just about everybody's a ginnum. I'm beginning to think that I shouldn't go back to my place in Point Richmond until I call them and tell them to put back the other meter.
Tell them to yank it out, or at least wrap it completely in aluminum foil with a shiny side end.
Yeah. Scott in Scotts Valley, welcome to Saturday Special. You're on.
Hey, MZ. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. So, yeah, I've been waiting on my cell phone for a while, waiting to get
on.
Oh,
so we're sort of responsible for anything.
Yeah, my brain tumor is probably about 10% bigger now, so that's a good thing.
Are you being facetious now?
Of course, I'm being facetious.
Are you about to poke fun at our guest today?
No. As a matter of fact, I'm on his side because, I mean, let's face it.
Yeah.
Government industry has had a history of putting profits and power over the public's interest in safety, health, and peace. And this is just another example of their greed and their lack of humanity, just like the body scanners at the airport, or, you know, they were exploding atomic weapons in the atmosphere, and all that's been blowing around the planet, and unfortunately that's been abandoned. So, you know, just another example. And Richard in Wattsville, you know, good job fighting, keeping these soft-kill weapons out of your community, the fluoride in your water, and fighting against these smart meters. I wish more citizens of Santa Cruz and Scotts Valley were more vigilant.
Richard is a special friend, not only of KSCOs, but of humanity.
Mm-hmm. I went and visited my mom in North Carolina a couple months ago, and the community center where she lives has about 50 of these smart meters on the side of the building. And of course, it's the side where her unit is located. And she's noticed a difference in how she's felt ever since she's moved in there. Of course, that might be because she's around so many old people, because it's a retirement home, and she might be depressed. But I looked at all these things and was like, good grief, how much radiation is just bathing this side of the building? And doesn't seem like any type of investigation into it is done by PG&E. It's paid for by the people who want to promote it, and therefore the results are going to be skewed to not show that. So, public, you're safe. You don't have to worry about it because these tests that we've run and paid for show it. I don't believe them any more than I can, you know, spit a politician out of my mouth. So,
much as we'd all like to.
Well, in full disclosure of EMF by government industry, we want to know how much radiation is the station pumping out? I mean, you guys sitting down there at the station are getting bathed in EMFs from all the equipment.
I was afraid someone would bring that up.
I don't really want to think about that, actually.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, maybe KSCO should be shut down because we put out 10,000 watts.
I just think
Scott,
you
worked
be a
here.
More
you,
aware
you,
of,
you worked here for a long time. Is that why you brought it up?
I've been concerned about it, but then I don't think about it anymore because I'm out in kind of the wilderness with a cell phone up in my head now.
Oh, okay.
And it's these sort of like low, sort of higher frequency microwave, radiation that's of greatest concern. Well, the lower frequency is not as.
Let me ask you all a question. A lot of people like KSCO, and I was concerned that this would be brought up today, and it just was. We do put out 10,000 watts right now. 10,000 watts is a lot more than what you're talking about with these smart meters.
It is, and you know,
did you consider that before you came into the building?
Well, I considered calling into the show, to be honest, because those towers are seriously, you know, imposing feature on the Santa Cruz coastline. You know, I think the larger issue here is that the future is going to be wired. You know, this wireless health impacts are going to be a huge scandal. There's going to be a public backlash. People are going to lose faith, whatever tatters of faith they still have in our government, and the future is going to be wired. I don't like using Wi-Fi because my signal keeps getting breakup. I don't like using a cell phone. Why do we always have to have little smart things to know, to be in contact with all of our friends? Why can't we just be a little bit more present in the moment, slow down? We can get KSCO, the great program you guys provide, and other radio stations through a wire. Obviously there are reasons when you're driving in your car, or you're on your bike, or you're in the world, why a mobile phone makes sense. But to put this wireless technology on a fixed meter is just absolutely insane, given what we know about the wireless health impacts.
Okay, Scott, thanks for your call. Timothy in Santa Cruz, you've been waiting a long time. Welcome to the Saturday special.
Yeah, quickly, my question is, if I'm a resident in an apartment building, what are my rights in terms of putting up a notice on the PG&E meter that I don't want it?
You have every right to put a sign on your gas and electric meter. You should spread the word to the other residents of the apartment complex and try and get the sign put on all of them. But we need to, we don't need just the ability to opt out of this program. We need to get this program halted until we can have hearings. And one of the council members in Watsonville stated this very clearly, that PG&E is the definition of arrogance. And if they refuse to listen to this growing brushfire of resistance from local governments about this program and refuse to halt it, it could be the end of the smart meter program in California, and indeed the end of this so-called smart grid. They need to listen to us. They need to have a proper conversation. They need to halt installation for now until we can get answers.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Jerry sent an email through to me through KSCO.com. Joshua just lost all credence when he states that cell phone use causes cancer. That has to be disproven over and over. Talk about the real downsides of letting PG&E get inside my house and look at my home activities. Gee, how interesting, but there's no time. But anyhow.
Just to add one quick thing about the privacy issue, that Google would like to get access to this information that PG&E will be collecting through the smart meters about what kind of appliances you use in order to tailor the ads that you get while you're on the internet. This is valuable information for marketers. So that is just one more piece of evidence of government intrusion into this matter. And as we said before, there are significant evidence of the cancer cell phone connection.
Right. Okay, Chris and Felton. Chris. You're welcome. Chris, you're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, can you hear me?
Very well, very well.
Great. I called that number that you mentioned for the smart meter hotline.
Yeah.
And they said that I cannot opt out, but I can only delay. I can get on a list to be delayed. And so they said, and they also said what another caller said, that they would have somebody call me back if I wanted. And I said, well, would it make any difference? Do I have a choice? Can I opt out altogether? They said, no, you can't opt out altogether. We're going to put it on your – I said, we're going to put your – they're going to install it whether I want it or not. It's just a question of
whether
I can play it.
I think you – no, but did you hear my promo? I think everybody can opt out. They can just decide that they're going off the grid and generate their own solar or whatever.
Yeah,
if there's only one energy delivery distribution system, PG&E, then I guess I don't know what's going to happen, but I think there's a very good chance that they will be able to say, if you want to do business with us, you work with our equipment, and if you don't want to, you can't work with us, which means you got to find your generate your electricity elsewhere.
Look, I mean, this whole episode with Prop 16 trying to remove our ability to provide our communities with our own energy, and now this smart meter forced radiation is leading a lot of people to say, look, you know, what is the actual future? Given the climate threat, given the fact that we need to get off fossil fuels, we need to relocalize not only our communities but also our energy supplies, and that means eventually localized generation, cogeneration, and we need to get rid of PG&E because they are going to continue to force things on us. It's absolutely unconscionable that we cannot opt out, but that's what they're telling us. We need to demand that they stop.
Yes, I completely agree. And my main point that I wanted to make is that it's our freedom that I think is the key word here, that I have the choice whether or not to use a cell phone. I have the choice whether or not to use a microwave. Anything else that puts my health at risk, I have a choice.
You have a choice to go off the grid, too. I'm not siding with PG&E. I'm just telling you.
It's a very difficult one because it's going to cost us quite a bit of money to get a generator that's powerful enough to, you know, to rely on constantly. And there's no other company there. That who's the competitor for PG&E?
There is none.
That's my main qualm about all of this.
Yeah. This has to be continued. Maybe we'll continue this next week.
We need to be able to choose what we. What puts our health at risk if we want it or not.
Chris, we understand. Thank you. Tony in Santa Cruz, you've been waiting 23 and a half minutes. You're on.
Yes. There's a lot of different issues that this is splintering off into, you know, the cell phones and whatnot. But if you want to talk about the issue of PG&E in particular, because we could go on and on with education with a lot of valid data as far as the entire frequency range of electricity from the low frequencies to the highest frequencies and each of them, what their effects, the audio frequency. But getting back to PG&E and the subject.
Yeah, hurry up because we got 30 seconds left of the program and I'm going to try to get everybody quick.
Just getting off the grid, it's a possibility. And, the solar panels on the roofs that would maybe contribute to the grid as opposed to the home as an individual is something that people might want to take a look at if it isn't illegal, that is.
Okay, good. Monica, Santa Cruz, quick.
I highly encourage everyone to look up the Capitola City Council meetings, the Santa Cruz, the Watsonville, et cetera, because there's tons of information that those of us who attended heard and felt that goes beyond all this.
Okay.
And it allows for more spreading of good information.
Okay, there's a specific meeting on smart meters that Marilyn wants to tell us about. Go ahead, Marilyn, quick.
Yes, this is a presentation on smart meter problems at the Live Oak Grange, which is 1900 17th Avenue at 7 p.m., and the guest speakers will...
7 p.m. Wednesday, is it?
Yes, it's a Wednesday, September 15th. Dr. Carl Merritt, Josh Hart, and thank you all for a tremendously informative and evaluative program, and also Dennis Norton, the Vice Mayor of Capitola. So please attend September 15th, 7 p.m. at the Live Oak Grange.
And September 11th, you're going to be on with Dennis Norton here on this station, Josh.
I will be 12 to 1.
12 to 1
on 9/11.
Our next.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Anniversary number 9. Okay, thank you, Marilyn. Val in Santa Cruz, real quick.
Michael, yeah, I have a whole bunch of information on what happened in Sweden. Sweden and Finland on the cell phone things. But there's a huge. You have to continue another program on this.
Yeah, maybe next week.
I have a whole bunch of information that's been covered up.
Okay, we'll see. Okay, all thank right, you. And real quick here, Terry and Aptos, you're the last caller.
I'm an Air Force colonel retired. I know about the electromagnetic pollution. It is abhorrent. PG&E is a criminal enterprise. Its own corporate history demonstrates we should regulate it better. And, yes, we are poisoning ourselves with electromagnetic pollution.
Wow.
Your guest is absolutely on target.
Okay.
And
thank
I'll
you.
Be happy to come in. In fact, I'm coming over to your program, to your station, to see the demonstrations, Mike, and Michael and I will share some of the data with you and your guest.
Okay, great.
On program.
Yeah,
on
great
it.
Program coming up here on Perspectives, and there's already a bunch of people milling around outside here. So, okay.
Great calls today. And
yeah.
Great calls today. And thank you so much for having me on, MZ. And
you bet,
if
Terry.
I could just wrap up
sure.
with a few comments.
Like less than 30 or 40 seconds.
Basically, you know, there seems to be a consensus that we need to stop these smart meters.
Yeah.
We need to call, you need to call your supervisor, 831-454-2200, demand an immediate ban on smart meters in Santa Cruz County or wherever county you're living in. Come to our protest Monday morning and every morning starting at 7:30 a.m. the corner of 38th and Portola and Capitola at the Wellington Yard where PG&E is forcing these things on us. Go to stopsmartmeters.wordpress.com, stopsmartmeters.wordpress.com for more information, emfsafetynetwork.org. This is a violation of our democracy and our health, and we need to put a halt to it, and we need to reopen the whole issue of wireless technology and health you know, in our society today.
Joshua Hart, thanks
so much for having me on.
Great guest on the Saturday special.
That's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. We join Fox News almost over.
Curb Your Enthusiasm, Modern Family, Nurse Jackie, and The Office are also nominated. As for Outstanding Drama Series, last year's winner Mad Men is up for the award again, along with True Blood, Dexter, The Good Wife, Lost, and Breaking Bad. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
A suspected serial rapist has returned to America from Austria, where he was arrested.
He was arrested for a rape in Austria, but my understanding is he was not charged with the rape there.
Lieutenant Tom Tarpley with the Tustin, California Police Department. Ali Achek Zai, 32 years old, accused of raping three women in Southern California in 2002 and 2004. He was found through a